Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Carolina's offense, not Notre Dame's, will be the key. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The annals of college athletics are filled with stories about underdog teams pulling together for big victories after losing a key player. Notre Dame will try to add one of those to its tradition as well as win a football game. Depending on what happens in their home game against 2-0 Cal Saturday, the 0-2 and suddenly unranked Fighting Irish need a big win to get them somewhat back on track for at least a postseason bowl bid. Cal wouldn't be that win, but could have an effect. ND lost starting quarterback Tyler Buckner for the season late in the shocking loss to three-touchdown underdog Marshall from that suddenly famous Sun Belt Conference. Next man up for the Irish is junior Drew Pine, who makes his first college start against Cal. At least Gene Chizik and his staff will have a game film with Pine under center. Neither Irish quarterback is in the same ballpark with Ian Book, who graduated after the 2021 season and is a backup on the NFL Eagles. Not great, but far better than his college successors. The 5'11 Pine is a smaller than the 6'1 Buckner and not as fast. Both are considered to be adequate college passers. So where does this mess leave Notre Dame, which dropped down the elevator shaft of the rankings from number 5 to out of the polls completely? One thing that Fighting Irish teams and their fans have is pride, and again, depending on what happens against the Bears, could come into Keenan Stadium as a decided underdog against the 3-0 Tar Heels. The one place Notre Dame can show its pride is on defense, which held Ohio State to 21 points before allowing 26 versus Marshall. The Irish are unlikely to score Carolina in a shootout, but will show Drake May and the offense a defense much better than any of the three they have faced so far in wins over FAMU, App State, and Georgia State. ND will be aiming to throw a shutout at UNC. That is unlikely against May and his weaponry, who have combined for 154 points in three games. But the Heels will be up against the biggest and most prideful defense they have seen. How May plays could be more critical than whoever the other QB1 is. This is Archansky. See ya.